from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, March 29th. Coming up, COVID took a huge toll on children's mental health, and the children of healthcare workers had a unique front row seat to the pandemic's scariest moments. We'll learn more from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. As Champaign teachers prepare for a possible strike, a Unit 4 Board of Education member explained the district side of contract negotiations. The board has otherwise declined all interview and comment requests. Bruce Brown spoke at last night's board meeting. He emphasized that elementary school teachers would only add 15 minutes to their day in the board's most recent proposal, while students would still get 45 minutes more.
To allow deeper instruction to take place, that's it. So that's why I'm dumbfounded by all the resistance that we're receiving, because we are doing everything in our power to do right by our kids.
A dozen parents also spoke at the meeting to urge the board to compromise with teachers and avert a strike. Most explicitly said they supported the teachers' position. They worried out loud whether hostility from the board would cause more teachers to leave. The next bargaining session scheduled between the board and the Champaign Federation of Teachers is tonight. If the parties do not reach an agreement, teachers are planning to strike next week. This year, the annual debate over daylight saving time has lingered longer than usual. The U.S. Senate passed a bill recently to make the time change permanent, and several states are considering similar legislation. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports on what the ties are, or are not, with farming.
Since daylight saving time first came to the U.S. in 1918, farmers have often been blamed for the biannual clock shift. But David Prerow, who wrote a book on the time switch, says that's...
It's not only not true, it is 100% not true. It is as far from true as one could get. The leading group against daylight saving time has always been farmers and agricultural people.
The ag industry actually lobbied against daylight saving time 100 years ago. Prerow says farmers worked according to the sun. A time change didn't help them keep their animals' feeding schedules consistent, while suddenly needing to be at the market an hour earlier. Along with the federal proposal to end time changes, there are bills in 27 state legislatures, including Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
Illinois lawmakers are advancing a bill that would create a state task force to look at the problem of missing and murdered women in Chicago. The task force would work to address the disproportionate violence against women, especially black women. State Representative Cam Buckner, a Chicago Democrat, says he introduced the bill after seeing a report that more than 50 mostly black women and girls had been murdered in the city since 2001.
There weren't enough people trying to figure out who these women were. They became numbers instead of people. And part of the work that we're trying to do here is to be intentional about giving them the respect that they deserve.
The bill has cleared the House and could move forward in the Senate next week. If you're afraid of snakes, this is your warning. Illinois is about to add a snake to its list of state symbols. Caroline Kobzanski has more.
House Bill 4821, an act concerning snakes.
The non-poisonous eastern milk snake would be the first state snake of Illinois. That is, if Representative Dave Severin of Benton has his way.
These snakes are what they call meso or meso predators. That means they eat lots of things and feed lots of things.
Severin himself isn't a snake fan. He got the idea to nominate the eastern milk snake from a 12-year-old constituent. Severin is proud of the boy for getting involved and says he has piqued his classmates' interest in the lawmaking process. I'm Caroline Kobzanski.
Still to come, we'll learn how the pandemic has affected the children of frontline health workers. We get that story from Side Effects Public Media coming up next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece's updated edition of the Jules Verne classic Around the World in 80 Days stars David Tennant as literature's greatest explorer, Phileas Fogg. Fogg's valet, Jean, and a headstrong journalist named Abigail join him on this journey. It's a smart, fast-paced adventure told in 8 episodes, perfect for the whole family to enjoy together. Learn how you can watch this magical series and other critically acclaimed dramas at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Not every child experienced the pandemic the same way. The children of healthcare workers had a unique front row seat to the pandemic's scariest moments. Side Effects Public Media's Fada Yusri sat down with one family to reflect on their experience over the past 2 years.
Allison and Dave Will have been married for 15 years. They sit at the dining table with their hands locked. Their two young boys run around with colorful swords made out of Legos.
My dad's a doctor, and I think maybe my brother should go next.
Dave is a hospitalist at Franciscan Health in Indianapolis, where he mostly cares for critically ill patients. He and Allison text a lot throughout the day.
And there would be times where he would send me like a funny, either him masked up or full head to toe, like with the face shield.
Allison, a stay-at-home mom, also sends him pictures of what the boys are up to. So, like many parents, Dave's photo app is a colorful grid made up of pictures of his kids, and every now and then, a selfie from the hospital. One stands out to him.
That was the first, that was actually right outside the room of the first COVID patient that I had seen. Yeah.
That was also one of the earliest COVID patients in the country.
With this patient, we had to send the swab test to Arizona to a special lab. So we just didn't know for 6 or 7 days. We think you have COVID. It sounds and looks like COVID, but...
That's when their family life transformed overnight. The boys were only 5 and 1, and Allison has type 1 diabetes, which increases her risk of COVID complications. This heightened everyone's fear, including their older son.
What is COVID, Philly?
COVID is the worst.
It was hard, and especially for the kids, because we actually wear our hallway from our garage to the rest of the house. We put a tape line down to help the kids know not to come running to dad.
So this is the garage out here, and this is the basement door.
In March, they decided it was best for Dave to live in the furnished basement, and that went on for 16 weeks.
Before you got the vaccine, how were you feeling about COVID back then?
I'm scared. Really, really, really scared.
7-year-old Phil may be too young to articulate the depth of his feelings. But when school was back in person, it was clear this pandemic front row experience had left some scars.
He would actually kind of have almost panic attack anxiety attacks at school. His teachers and some of the teacher aides at school would kind of get him out of the classroom and kind of help him through these episodes, and even calling me or FaceTiming me at school to try to help him just kind of calm down.
COVID took a huge toll on children's mental health. For children of healthcare workers, the pandemic was more vivid and real than many could fathom, watching the pandemic unfold on the news on a screen. The Will family was face to face with a mysterious and deadly virus, and Phil was old enough to understand that. For months, Dave would sit on the floor at the bottom of the basement steps and talk with Allison.
And there was quite a few times I remember standing at the top of the stairs and just wanting to be like, go down and give him a hug or just like, you know, reassure him. And I'm like staying at the top. I'm like...
Dave still takes care of COVID patients, but things are less scary. We know a lot more about the virus, and life at home is also closer to normal. Dave says some therapy sessions and the COVID vaccine helped his son's anxiety dissipate.
All right. I'll go first, okay?
Now the whole family cherishes moments like these, on the floor playing board games together. Farah Hussein, Side Effects Public Media.
Right, 1 point for me.
Side Effects Public Media is a Midwest reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a slight chance of a shower and a high of 48 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Elizabeth Rembert, Mawa Iqbal, Caroline Kobzanski, and Farah Yusri. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.